Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 20th of September. I'm your host, Paul White. Quick announcement today, we've added a date to the calendar coming up in about 10 days. This is for all of our friends in the North Georgia area, and we actually have some people driving in from further away than just the North Georgia area. We have a Tuesday night meeting every Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the Sterling on the Lake Clubhouse Theater. But we're going to have a Sunday afternoon so that all those who can't make the Tuesday and those that can make the Tuesday can come together and have a little bit more of a blowout service where we can have some singing and just some fellowship together. That's going to happen on Sunday afternoon, September the 30th at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. And this is at The Lodge at Sterling Lake. The Lodge is located at 6930 Flagstone Way, Flowery Branch, Georgia. Come one, come all. We'd love to have you there. Should have enough space. Hopefully we'll have enough space. And have an awesome Sunday afternoon on the 30th of September. We are doing some travel for personal reasons at the beginning of October, my wife and I, as we go visit our son in Nebraska, get to see him for the first time since he's went off to university. And then we are also doing some meetings in October. One is sort of an unpublished meeting. I'll be doing a men's meeting out in the deep part of Georgia, where I get to sit down with some men, some of whom are churched and some of whom are unchurched, and get to walk through grace. And God is opening the doors for me to get to do some stuff like this, and I love it. It is such a fun season that He has me in to maybe make an impact in the hearts and the lives of others. We also have a meeting, and I'm going to save announcing that for a few days because I want to make sure the host wants to announce it, but we are leaving. We're going out of state to do a meeting. It's a home meeting with a big group of people who have been watching our ministry now for months and have been really being released into the liberty of grace. I'll let you know if we make that public. If not, you'll probably just won't hear about it, although I probably will record it and make it available. I do have a public meeting I just added to the calendar at the end of October. Of course, all of these are on our website, the ones in which we give you the address, especially October the 27th and the 28th. We're coming back to Wichita, Kansas on the 27th and the 28th of October, Saturday night, Sunday morning. Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Central Time. We will be meeting in a high-rise building in downtown Wichita, just like we did last time we were in Wichita. This building is located at 125 North Market Street in downtown Wichita, and we will meet on the 16th floor. So park there in the basement of the building, come up the elevator, big space there where we're meeting together Saturday night and Sunday morning. Last time we were there, we did some great Q&A sessions as well. We have an awesome group of people there in Wichita that we're very, very excited to go back and be with, and Natasha gets to travel with me on that trip. So that is particularly exciting. Also, a little bit out there in the future, and just kind of toss this out there, we're planning a trip back to Poplar Bluff, Missouri, to do a meeting with our Poplar Bluff friends at the beginning of November, and we will be telling you specific dates for that. We're also looking at doing a weekend, and I'm not sure how much there will be public venue meetings. This may be another one of those sit-down meetings on the Gulf Coast in Texas, as God is taking us into some people's lives to hopefully make an impact and release them into the liberty of what it means to be God's children. Be doing a little bit of that in November, and we're coming back to Alabama to do a service or two in the month of December. So the calendar is rounding out a little bit, and we're very excited about the things that God is doing in this season, in this hour in our ministry. I hope you've been listening to our Sunday postings, because we've been putting up some stuff that I feel God has given us some fantastic material on the road, ministering in churches and homes that are making an impact on all of our listeners. This coming Sunday, I will be posting a message from McDougal, Arkansas, Calvary as the Antidote to Darkness. And this is a message that deals with Jesus pushing the darkness back at the cross. And this is yet another angle on what the cross is all about. This particular message that will air this weekend, just over an hour in length, a little bit of an audio issue, as the lapel mic we were using that day did not record. However, the video camera did record. It uses the audio from the room, so it's a little bit echoey, but I think it comes across pretty good. If I didn't think it was listenable, we wouldn't air it. But be watching for Calvary as the antidote to darkness on this weekend's posting of the weekly sermon. And also, as always, we post the midweeks on Wednesday from our Tuesday night studies through the book of John. That's up on all of our platforms. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. I told you we would deal with the prayers may not be hindered, but I'm going to put that off another day. We'll deal with that tomorrow. I want to spend the last 2 or 3 minutes today dealing with that phrase, heirs together of the grace of life. And I remember a long time ago, probably a good decade ago, when I just started really preaching grace the way I see it now as a finished work, or as the undercurrent of the new covenant, I guess you could say, I preached heirs together of the grace of life. And I remember ministering it, and I was so excited to discover this in Peter, and I'm still excited about this passage, that there is a grace of living. It's not just a grace for your sin or a grace for your day or a grace for your error or a grace for your encounter. There's a grace for living, part of which is never really discovered until you share your heart with other people. And I think that's what Peter is saying, that husbands, when you pull your wife in as someone worth honoring, you share life together in a way that is the grace of life, that is never as good by yourself as it could be with someone else. And for those of you who have that relationship with a spouse, you understand that. For those of you who had that relationship, and perhaps you lost your spouse to death, you still have that in your heart. They're still there. The grace of the life you live together has impacted the life you live now and shall ever impact the life you will live here and will eternally impact the life you live on the other side. I think that alone is worth giving attention to. Heirs together of the grace of life. I wish more people would realize that life is a gift. It is not a means to an end. And if you are treating life as a means to an end, you have cheapened the purpose of being alive on the planet. It is not so that you can go home. It is so that you can bring home here. It is not so that you can get to heaven. It is so that you can bring heaven here. The grace of life is to encounter all of the individual pockets of darkness and chaos and have something to say in them and have a reason to put your feet on the floor in them. I said this recently in a sermon and someone grabbed hold of it, and I had never said it or thought of it this way before, but what Christ has done for you, what grace affords you, is not just the opportunity to miss hell in a million years, but the opportunity to miss a million hells along the way, to not have to suffer through, although you will suffer through some things, but to not have to suffer through this life as if it's a burden. This life is full of grace, and it's time for us to find it. Now, tomorrow, that last phrase, that your prayers may not be hindered, will close that 7th verse. We'll see you then. God bless.